This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radon charm.
With a fleet of super bads, the status radon charm.
Afternoons on the score.
Hey, I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Oh, yeah, Olin dropping bars. And then they go out and they get five guys who play real damn close to the football. Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score. Olin was terrific at 525 yesterday, talking about Drew Dahlman and the specifics of the signings. But you thought there was one thing that kind of jumped out to you, right, Lawrence, in terms of the overall message that's getting sent?
Yeah, and that's the idea of what all of this means for the Bears and Caleb Williams. And I thought that Olin was great in expressing how all of these moves are now connected to trying to make the quarterback better. So here's Olin talking about where things stand with the Bears, with their moves, and with their quarterback.
They're buying into you, right? That's the message. They're buying into you, buy back into them. Engross yourself in Ben Johnson's offense, man. Go there, erase all the noise. Don't listen to anybody else. Let this guy coach you, be the leader for that team. They believe in you. They're spending all this money to protect you, right? He's a shorter quarterback, so they built the middle of the line like Drew Brees, right? Build the middle of the line, keep the front up. They, you know, they say in New Orleans, that middle was more important, right? Keeping the guys on the line of scrimmage because they had a shorter quarterback, right? If you got a guy like Herbert in San Diego, he doesn't even have to drop. He's like 6'9". He just get the ball out, right? But when you have a shorter quarterback, the middle of your line has to be strong. It's almost more important than the outside of your line. So the message to him, Lawrence, is we got you everything you need, man. Now it's you. Now buy in. Now execute the offense and the details, and eventually you want this guy to say, hey Joe Tooney, what was Tom Brady like, right? What was Patrick Mahomes like? What were they like every day? I remember when I went down to New Orleans, the first play of walkthrough, Lawrence and Speaks. I did my block and walkthrough, and I stopped. And Drew Brees went through every progression, and then he ran a sprint out drill, right? He never stopped. He did that every time. He went through it like the walkthrough play went on for 40 seconds. And I thought to myself, that's why this guy is great.
Man, that's such good stuff about watching Brees and seeing it at that point in Olin's career, having played as long as he did. And he's like, oh, look at that. That's how the elites do it. That's how they actually do it. I get it.
So now let's give the people what they want. What does Olin think of Drew Dahlman?
And then when he got the number one center on the market, Drew Dahlman, very consistent, good technique, good outside zone football player, has played with young quarterbacks, can get guys lined up, can get the call out, can do the job that he needs to do in the prime of his football career, guys, at 26. Really just coming into his own as a football player. Hopefully he keeps ascending under Coach Roshar. Dahlman is an outside zone guy, so I haven't watched all his film yet, haven't seen him do a lot of pulling, but I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can pull if he needs to pull. He looks like that kind of athletic center. Me, a guy who can get on a second level down there with the Denver Broncos. Tom Nalen was their center. Reminds me a lot of Drew Dahlman, guys. Tom Nalen, great football player for the Denver Broncos. Outside zone specialist. I remember my first play ever trying to run outside zone in the NFL. Guess what happened? Mike Wells picked me up 3 feet in the air and dunked me on my head. So I went and found Nalen film, and I studied it. And I said, okay, what does this guy do to get guys blocked? Because what I did in college doesn't work. And Nalen reminds me a lot of Dahlman. And just the way of, like, you're trying to stretch the defense speed. So the back is aiming point is usually the outside leg of the tight end. And he's got to run there. You're trying to stretch the defense, and then make one cut and come downhill. And Dahlman does a nice job of either reaching, he reaches the nose, but I mean, he cuts him off. Hard to do without film, hard to do without a grease board, but he cuts the nose off, gives the running back that crease, or he runs him. We say, okay, if you can't cut him off, run him out of bounds. But you're not trying to move him backwards. You're just trying to stretch the defense off and cut him off somewhere.
Such good stuff from Olin. Tom Nalen and that Denver Broncos offense, that outside zone rushing game, most famously with Terrell Davis in the late 90s. But I'll never forget, because when Terrell Davis was done, they got 1,100 yards out of Olandis Gary the next year. And then they got 1,487 yards out of Mike Anderson the year after that. And then they moved on to Clinton Portis and got big years. Like, they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it well with that scheme and Tom Nalen, who Olin's talking about.
I was playing the role of the back during the cut, during Olin's cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I was going
sideways, and then you saw your spot. Yeah.
Just to show people how it looks
when the
pros do it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let everyone know how
Damn
that
it.
Works.
Is that Clinton Portis? Am I working with Clinton Portis?
I know, right?
Out here?
It's a good thing,
man.
It's a good thing. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll do a version of Ben's Vision. Matt Miller is going to join us, so we get to talk with him about the moves that have already been made and the draft. I love that he's back doing stuff with us. That's exciting.
Man. It's our partner in Guagi right there. And later on next hour, let's talk about the quarterback carousel and where Aaron Rodgers is going and such.
Yep, we got a lot of cool football stuff for you today. Thanks for sticking around. It's Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag, and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.